The measure emphasizes that Kuprnov does not want a power line running through its town, which is located across the Wrangel Narrows from Petersburg on northeast Kuprnov Island. The Kuprnov City Council passed the resolution on May 30th, a few days after discussing it in an earlier meeting. Kuprnov's latest resolution follows up on an earlier measure that emphasized Kuprnov's opposition to a road in its community of roughly 30 people. The State Department of Transportation has proposed such a road to Cake to allow for transportation as well as future maintenance of the proposed power line. That route runs right through the roadless and sparsely developed city of Kuprnov. Kuprnov Mayor Chris Ford stressed that, to his knowledge, most Kuprnov residents do not want either development.
No one has told me that they want power from this project. No one has told me that they want a road coming through Kuprnov to join Cape.
According to the resolution, the community was created so that residents could have alternative low-impact lifestyles and preserve the natural surroundings by being a roadless off-the-grid community. Its comprehensive plan, dating back to 1984, says that the city opposes overhead power lines, motorized traffic, and, quote, shall not commit the community to purchase electricity. Project planners with the Southeast Conference have said they are considering underground power lines as an alternative to overhead. However, Kuprnov residents expressed frustration at what they saw as a disregard for the impacts to their community. Councillor Dave Beebe also said they had ignored a number of other key issues that could factor heavily into the Forest Service's final decision on the project, which runs across Tongass Forest lands. Those lands include some roadless or undeveloped areas, as well as areas that have been roaded and heavily logged in the past.
Those areas are already substantially compromised for wildlife habitat values and deer hunting and so forth. And, this is going to be crossing substantial old growth reserves and that are, left over as, important habitat in the wake of this previous timber harvest.
The resolution reaffirms that Kuprnov remains on record in support of providing Cake with clean, affordable power through hydro, solar, tidal, or other alternatives to the northern route. The only alternative route that planners are considering in their environmental impact statement is a power line several miles to the south. The 47-mile southern route would avoid the city of Kuprnov and is estimated to cost less for construction than the 57-mile northern route. Kuprnov's resolution takes no specific position on the southern route, but City Councilor Tom Reinhartz thought it made more sense.
It seems to me that economically, practically, and in every other way, the southern route is a better choice.
That sentiment's been echoed by some Petersburg officials. Petersburg's always supported getting a power line to Cake, but some local officials prefer the southern route as a more timely, cost-effective, and environmentally sound alternative. Kuprnov councillors noted that overhead power lines and or a road and ferry terminal in the city of Kuprnov would substantially impact Petersburg's viewshed, along with the Kuprnov Trail System and Petersburg Creek, which is next to Kuprnov City. Both are used extensively by locals and tourists. The Kuprnov resolution doesn't change Cake Mayor Henrich Kadake's preference for the northern route.
I, feel, they have the right to, do what they are doing, but I still believe that, the northern route would be the best route for the citizens of Cake.
The city of Cake passed a resolution supporting a power line and road to its community a couple of years ago. A majority of voters there had opposed a road in an advisory vote several years before, but city officials say local opinions have changed in the face of economic decline and a population that's dwindled from more than 800 to less than 500 people. Because of a congressionally designated easement, Kadake believes environmental permitting would actually be easier along the northern route. Kadake says power is still the number one priority for his community, but he says his council is fully in support of the northern route and the road.
It's not only electricity, it's a way of getting the goods into town cheaper and stuff so that we can afford to live here in this town. And there's no way they're going to build a road on the southern route.
However, the future for a road to Cake may be less certain now. Planning for that project has been stalled for the past year for lack of money, and the governor has just vetoed a $4.5 million line item that was aimed at getting it started again. Meanwhile, permitting work for the intertie alone continues to move forward. Southeast Conference contractors and the Forest Service are still in the initial scoping stage of the environmental impact statement process. The Forest Service is accepting public scoping comments until June 7th. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.